Hey, kids.
Hey, Dad.
What do you want to do today?
We don't know.
Do you want to go to the matinee?
No.
Do you want to go to the amusement park?
No.
Do you want to go to the punk rock show?
Yeah, let's go to the punk rock show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Punk Rock Tuesdays. I'm your host, Johnny Awful. Punk Rock Tuesdays is an interesting show, different from most radio shows. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some background on a band. This band is going to inhabit a specific subgenre or specific area of punk rock, and what I'm going to do is describe that band a little, some interesting facts about them, a little history, a little information about the kind of punk music that they play, what makes this band special. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to play two songs from that band back to back. The idea being that you get an idea of the history of this band and also a little bit about where they come from, a little bit about their sound from listening to two different tracks. So today on the show, we're going to be doing bands that have interesting frontmen, very charismatic lead singers, and punk bands are known for this specific trait, and it's going to be very interesting. So the first band that we have, since it's the first show and the first band, we're going to do a little proto-punk. Now, proto-punk is a genre that only exists in retrospect. The bands that were making the music at the time had no idea that they were proto-punk bands. What these guys thought they were garage bands or simply rock and roll bands, but now when we look back, we say these are the guys that influenced the punk rockers. And there are three bands that are indisputably proto-punk bands. The first, the MC5, a Detroit band, very political. They're known for their song Kick Out the Jams in mainstream culture. The second band is the Velvet Underground, which had sort of a hippie, psychedelic vibe to it, but still very stripped down from the other music that was going on at the time. And the indisputable kings of proto-punk, the Stooges, with their charismatic, crazy frontman, Iggy Pop. Now, these proto-punk bands are very different from the other music that was going on in the time. During the late 70s, you had bands like Rush and Boston and Chicago, all these guys that had these huge arena rock bands, right? Deep Purple, that had these crazy, you know, these prog bands and these arena rock bands. They had all these crazy instrumentation, crazy, very complex songs. And these garage bands started to sort of get punk back to where it was before, to kick it back to loud guitars, yelling vocals, pounding drums, and beating bass lines. So it was a return to what rock and roll had originally been. Catchy, loud, in your face, not okay for your parents to listen to, in other words. So this band, the Stooges, is one of the best known bands in the world, and certainly the best-known proto-punk band. We're going to play two songs by the Stooges. The first one is I Want to Be Your Dog from the self-titled debut that came out in 1969. The second one is Search and Destroy off the last album of their original iteration, Raw Power. That album came out in 1973. Now, the Stooges have reformed and put out a couple albums in the 2000s. I think most recently they just put out an album a few months ago, but we're going to stick to the original Stooges now. Iggy Pop, as I mentioned, is the godfather of punk. He's this crazy frontman. If you've ever seen him live, you know what I'm talking about. He's explosive. He would roll around on broken glass and cut himself on stage. He'd cover himself in peanut butter and just roll around all over the place. He was a madman. He was nuts. And the band captures his energy in these recordings. Now, Raw Power, the last song that you're going to hear by them, Search and Destroy, off that Raw Power album, that album is very controversial because Iggy Pop mixed it, and he mixed everything very loud. It was just very loud. He was trying to capture the raw essence of the band, and so there's this war among Stooges fans of which recording is the best recording. Is it the one that sounds the best, or is it the Iggy Pop one that, you know, Iggy as the godfather of the band, as the frontman, doesn't he know what the band's supposed to sound like? So I believe what we have is not the Iggy Pop mix, but nonetheless, here's the Stooges.
you here.
Technology.
had two from the Stooges there. First, I Want to Be Your Dog, and second, Search and Destroy. Now we're going forward from the proto-punk into the actual punk. We're taking just the one next step into that 1977 CBGB's punk rock sound. Now you might be saying, oh, the Ramones, he's going to play the Ramones. I'm not going to play the Ramones. Everybody loves the Ramones, as Henry Rollins famously says. Everyone digs the Ramones. So we're not going to play the Ramones. Not yet. We'll save that for another show. What we're going to play, what I'm going to play, is Richard Hell and the Voidoids. Now, Richard Hell is probably one of the best punk guitarists, especially in this early class of punk rockers, these 77 punkers, these guys that spent all day at that legendary punk club, CBGB's, wailing on guitars, trying to figure out the sound that they were trying to capture, trying to emulate the Stooges and the Velvet Underground and the MC5, but in fact, creating something completely new. Richard Hell got his start in the band Television, and then played in The Heartbreakers. Television also arguably one of those early proto-punk bands, especially considering the other people that were in that band with him. Now, Richard Hell, as I said, was a regular at CBGB's, and The Heartbreakers and The Voidoids played there all the time. He actually wrote the He wrote the obituary for CBGB's in the New York Times when that famous club closed. Now, what we have here is two tracks from Richard Hell and the Voidoids. They're both off the album Blank Generation, which came out in 1977. And usually I'm going to play tracks that come from different albums, but I think this album really captures what Richard Hell and the Voidoids were all about. And especially coming out in 1977, you get that glimpse of what the 77 punkers, what they sounded like, what the CBGB sound was. So we're going to do two tracks from Blank Generation, which came out in 1977. The first one is Love Comes in Spurts, and this is a skewering of love songs. Richard Hell is saying, you know what, love's not all about this mushy stuff. It's not about hearts. It's about, well, you know what it's about. Love, as Richard Hell says, love comes in spurts. Now the second album is Blank Generation, and this is Richard Hell writing the anthem of the 77 punk rockers. We're a blank generation. We're not all about politics. We don't have big, high-minded ideas. We just want to get drunk. We want to sniff some glue. We want to just party and go crazy and play our loud guitars and our pound on our drums and scream at the top of our lungs. We're the Ramones. We're the Voidoids. We are the blank generation. So here we go. Two from Richard Hell and the Voidoids here on Punk Rock Tuesdays.
Child, we wanted all of so wild, though we died in slow motion. But play with devotion, babe, and sang with devotion. Just a whole other notion. I was 14 and a half, and it wasn't no lamb.
Love comes in spurts.
Oh no, it hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
Oh no, it hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
It always hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
Oh no. I just can't get wise to those tragic lies, though I now know the fact. It's so bad like an ass. Baby, love comes in spurts. In danger. good, but when I dine it for the wall and I've set a place, I belong to the blank generation and I can take it or leave it each time. Well, I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time. Triangles are falling. Take it or leave it each time. Well, I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time.
Alright, that was two from Richard Hell and the Voidoids, the 77 punk rockers. Now, we've taken baby steps. We've gone from the Stooges, the proto-punkers, and then we went to Richard Hell and the Voidoids, the 77 punkers, the CBGB's New York-style punk rockers. Now we're going to fast forward to present day. I've shown you where punks come from, the seed of it, the proto-punk, the typical punk. In Richard Hell and the Voidoids. Now I'm going to show you what punk looks like today. I'm going to show you how crazy far we've come since 1977. I'm going to play two tracks for you by the amazing band Go Go Bordello. Now, in continuing with our theme of charismatic frontmen, this band is led by Eugene Hutz, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. There's some umlauts over the U, but I'm going to call him Eugene Hutz. Now, Eugene Hutz is this crazy charismatic frontman. There's a great documentary about Go Go Bordello that was on Netflix a while ago. Not sure if it's still there, but if it is, you should check it out. He started DJing in the basement of this ethnic restaurant and having these crazy dance parties where he would spin like Hungarian and Bulgarian and Czech Republic, Yugoslavian songs alongside with dance music and punk and all this stuff. And he decided, let's take this sound that I'm sort of creating on turntables and let's take it live. Let's mix punk rock backbeat with the sort of gypsy sound, and he calls the genre gypsy punk. Now, Gogol is a fun, rowdy, energetic band. It shows that punk doesn't have to be dark or serious or depressing. It can be fun, and they're known well for their live shows. They mix this crazy traditional instrumentation, sort of like the Celtic punk bands like Dropkick Murphys and Flogging Molly. They have the mandolin players and the accordion players. Well, you know, the gypsy punk band, Go Go Bordello, they've got their accordion player, and, you know, they've got a banjo player and all the crazy sort of Hungarian instruments that I don't even know what they're called. But they mix that, and they mix the traditional sound of these folk songs, these Hungarian songs, these gypsy Romanian songs, with the punk rock backbeat to come up with this thing that they call gypsy punk. So we're going to play two songs for you, of course, because it's Punk Rock Tuesdays here with me, Johnny Awful. The first song is Start Wearing Purple. That's off their first album, Gypsy Punk's Underdog World Strike. That came out in 2005. This is a fan favorite, a crowd favorite, Start Wearing Purple. Now, the second song we're going to play is off their latest album. It's called Immigraniata, We Come in Rougher. And that's from their album, Transcontinental Hustle, that came out in 2010. And I want you to listen here for the energy that these guys bring. Even on the recording, you can hear it. And you heard that with the Stooges. You heard that with Richard Hell and the Voidoids. And a lot of people argue, I being one of them, that what makes punk is not loud guitars, and it's not screaming vocals, and it's not bass, loud kicking bass drums, and it's not that. That's not what it is, because metal has that, and other genres have that. They've got it. What makes punk unique is the energy. It's high energy. You feel the energy, especially in these Go Go Bordello songs, these gypsy punk songs, where they take the night around the campfire, the singing these classic songs, and they bring it to you in a loud, crazy way. It's going to make you want to get up and dance and jump around, maybe jance around. That was a thing that I just tried to say, but whatever. Go Go Bordello is awesome. They're awesome. And Eugene Hutz, their frontman, is amazing. He's also done acting work in the movie Everything is Illuminated, and he has sort of an extra almost role in that movie, Accepted, about the kid that makes his own college. But here, he's in his prime. Here, you'll see Eugene Hutz doing what he does, which is to get you out of your seat and get you moving. Two by Go Go Bordello, here on Punk Rock Tuesdays.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time, so yeah. Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time. I know you since you were a 20. I was 20 and thought that some years from now from Diogenes to the Foucault, from Ложечкин to Паспарту. И я клянусь, обоссав два пальца, что ты, а? Что музыка пошла от звука в му. You start wearing purple. Why don't you start wearing purple? Start wearing purple for me now. All your vanity and wisdom will all vanish. emigrada, emigraniada, emigrada, emigraniada, da, emigrada, emigraniada. We're coming rougher every time.
Becoming rougher, becoming rougher.
We're coming rougher every time.
Hey, 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 hey.
We're coming rougher every time.
Emigrada.
Tear gas, our destiny's jammed every day, like deleted scenes from Kafka, flush down the bureaucratic train. But if you give me the invitation to hear the bells of freedom chime, to hell with your double standard, we're coming rougher every time.
We're coming rougher, we're coming rougher.
We're coming rougher every time.
Hey, 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 hey.
We're coming rougher every time. Quickly jaded, to them we got nothing to say. Our emigrada, emigraniada, for them a Don Quixote's kind of way. But if you give me the invitation to hear the bells of freedom chime, to hell with your double standard, we're coming rougher every time.
We're coming rougher, we're coming rougher.
We're coming rougher every time.
Hey, 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 hey.
We're coming rougher every time. Start again from zero. It's a book of true stories. True stories that can be denied. It's more than true, it actually happened. It's more than true, it actually happened. It's more than true, it actually happened. We come and rubber every time. Rougher every time. We're coming rougher every time.
We're coming rougher. We're coming rougher.
We're coming rougher every time.
Hey, 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 hey.
We're coming rougher every time.
Emigrada, emigraniada.
Emigrada, emigraniada.
Emigrada, emigraniada.
We're coming.
I tell you, did you feel the energy? Did you get up? Did you move? Did you dance? Well, you should have. That was two by Go Go Bordello. First, Start Wearing Purple, followed by Emigraniada, We Coming Rougher. Now, I've taken you from the nut, the root of punk, and the proto-punk and the early 77 punk, to what crazy places punk has gone now. This gypsy punk, for example, with Go Go Bordello. Now I'm going to rewind a little bit. We're going to jump all over the place on Punk Rock Tuesdays. Get used to it. We're going to rewind a little bit and still stay in the common day, because the next band is a classic band that survives to this very day. The band The Descendants. Now, The Descendants actually fall under two major subgenres. They're LA hardcore and they're also pop punk. It sounds a little incongruous. How does that fit together? Well, The Descendants started as an LA hardcore band, and certainly at the time, they would be defined as a hardcore band. They played fast, they played short songs, they had crazy stage presence, crazy shows. They played with Black Flag and all the other LA hardcore bands, the Circle Jerks, for example. Now, we call them more of pop punk, and certainly they inspired what we call today pop punk. There's no 90s pop punk revival without The Descendants. There's no Green Day. There's no Rancid. There's no NoFX. There's no Blink-182, no Sum 41. Whatever you think of those bands, they're not around without the Descendants. Now, the Descendants took the hardcore sound that had been perfected by bands like Black Flag and Minor Threat, and they took that sound and they made it a little bit more palatable to everyone else. They created the sort of pop-punk sound. They made their songs catchy with hooks, and it's at least a little bit more mainstream than what else was going on in the hardcore scene back then. They are the masters of the sub 1 minute punk song. They have so many songs like All, like Coffee, where it's just, it's under a minute. Just get in, get out, say what you gotta say. It's fun, though. They're goofy. They like to sing about food and coffee, but they also sing about girls some, you know? So you get that, where that sort of comes from, that 90s punk revival that we had with, you know, the Epitaph bands, the Fat Wreck bands, Green Day, and all those bands. They draw heavily from the influence of the Descendants. So these guys have been crazy influential on what we call punk today. It was okay not to be loud and angry and punk rock, and you could still be punk rock. That would still be okay. You could be goofy and silly. You could be catchy and poppy even, and it was okay. So we've got two songs by them. The first is Suburban Home off the classic album, Milo Goes to College. That's from 1982. Next, we have American, which is from the album Cool to Be You, which came out in 2004. Now, I chose these songs for an interesting reason. Suburban Home is an earlier song, but it's more catchy. It sort of demonstrates what they were doing later in their career, whereas American is them later in their career going back to capture sort of their hardcore roots. American is sort of this protest song almost about, I'm proud to be an American, but sometimes I'm not always proud of what goes on in this country, whereas Suburban Home is sort of just railing against suburbia. So here we go. Two by the Descendants.
I want
here
to be
stereotyped. On Punk Rock Tuesdays.
I want to be classified. To be classified.
We flipped our finger to the King of England. We stole our country from the Indians. With God on our side and guns in our hands, took it for our own. Built a nation dedicated to liberty, justice and equality. Doesn't look that way to you, it doesn't look that way to me. Sickest joke I know. Listen up, man, I'll tell you who I am. Just another stupid American. Joke I know.
kids got guns. Shrinks pushing pills on everyone. Cancer from the ocean, cancer from the sun. Straight to hell we go. Listen up, man, I'll tell you who I am. Just another stupid American. You don't wanna listen, you don't wanna understand. So finish up a drink and go home. Listen up, man, I'll tell you who I am. Just another stupid American. You don't wanna listen, you don't wanna understand. So finish up your drink and go home. Finish up your drink and go home.
All right, that was two from The Descendants. And you know what I realized while we were playing those songs? I forgot to tell you about their frontman. We're doing frontmen today. Crazy well-known frontman. The frontman of The Descendants, Milo Aukerman, has these crazy big pair of glasses, and he's a nerd. So a lot of their songs ended up being about being outcast, being a geek, being a nerd, and they capture sort of that outcast vibe that you get in those 90s revivalist bands like Green Day, for example. Now, the next band we have, The Casualties. Now, this is a street punk band, and a lot of you are going to be mad that I chose The Casualties to be my street punk band because The Casualties are very controversial, especially with punk purists, because The Casualties are accused of being sellouts. They, well, we'll get to that. Let's first talk about what street punk is. Street punk is where you still find those tall, you know, 4-foot-high, multicolored mohawks, you find bullet belts and Doc Martens and leather vests, guys with safety pins through their nose. That area of punk still exists, and it exists in street punk. The lyrics are bleak and irreverent. They're working class anthems about getting drunk and partying, and sometimes they're political, sometimes not. The political songs are, they lack nuance. It's just, you know, I'm mad at the government, and look at what society's done to me and where I am, right? The music is threatening, but it's catchy. And you'll hear their frontman here, Jorge, scream at the top of his lungs these lyrics. They're amelodic. The Descendants, you might get away with playing for your parents. You're not going to get away playing the Casualties for your parents. They're not going to like it. Now, The Casualties, I said, are controversial because unlike other sort of street punk bands, So street punk is all about living sort of what maybe mainstream America would think as the real punk lifestyle, you know, squatting and stuff like that, you know, living hand to mouth. Those bands are now, you see in Leftover Crack, for example, Star Effing Hipsters, sort of the C-Squat bands, the crack rock steady bands. And The Casualties don't do that. They're sort of on they're not on a major label, but they're on a mid-major. They still play Warped Tour and sort of these quote-unquote corporate sellout shows, but regardless, you're gonna enjoy these songs. They're catchy, you'll sing along to them, you'll put your fist in the air. Now, the first one we have is On the Front Line, and that's from the album On the Front Line from 2004, and the second one is We Are All We Have from the album We Are All We Have, and that came out in 2009. They do have songs that are older, but they're not that great. These later songs really capture the band's sound, where they are, and why I chose to play them. So we're going to hear two by The Casualties, and I want you to listen to the vocals and contrast the harshness of the vocals with the catchiness of these songs and with the shout-along anthems that they have for their choruses. I think you're really going to enjoy these, regardless of what you think of the band's personal beliefs. Two by The Casualties here on Punk Rock Tuesdays.
Fucking driving stable.
right. That was two from The Casualties. First, On the Front Line, and second, We Are All We Have. Next, we've gone from the root of punk rock with the proto-punks and the 77 punk rockers. We fast-forwarded. I showed you what punk looks like today. I showed you some different subgenres that exist today, from pop punk to street punk. Now, we're going to go back again, and I'm going to show you sort of the middle ground between two of the defining time periods in punk rock. So you had the 77 punk rock of Richard Hell, and you had sort of the early 80s, of say 81, 82 punk rock sound of hardcore. And you saw a little bit of that with Suburban Home by the Descendants. That's that LA hardcore sound that you also hear in bands like Black Flag, who will play on another show. But this band that I'm going to play next falls sort of between those genres. This band came about in 77, I believe, in Los Angeles, though. They weren't where punk was happening. Punk was happening in New York, and it was happening in London, but there were other bands like X and this band, Fear, that were trying to do it in LA, and they were coming up with a different sound than what was happening in New York and London. Fear sort of falls between the hardcore punk of the Descendants and the early punk sound of those 77 punk rockers like Richard Hell and the Voidoids. It's not quite hardcore. We haven't gotten that hardcore yet. We haven't gotten that blasting beat yet, but the anger's there. We've left snottiness, the snottiness, sarcastic cynicism of 77 punk. We've left that, and now we've gone to anger. And you see that in their frontman, Lee Ving. He's apolitical. He's not politically correct. He doesn't give a heck what you think. He's going to say what he's going to say. He's going to sing his songs. He's going to drink his beer. He's going to be loud. He's going to do drugs. He's going to break stuff on stage. And he doesn't care about you. Now, we have two songs by Fear. The first, Let's Have a War, and the second, I Love Living in the City. And both of these are from the same album, The Record. Fear the Record. The front of that album says, Fear the Record. You should not fear this record, though. This is an amazing record. Maybe your parents should. Maybe that's what Lee Ving was trying to tell us there. But this is an amazing record. Came out in 1982, but it contains songs that they had written before. It's their debut album, but they've been performing since 77. So you get this area of transition, the sound of transition. And it's an amazing artifact of that. So an interesting story about Fear is that Saturday Night Live invited them to perform in 1981. And they invited moshers to come. They called them moshers. They invited punk kids to come slam dance and mosh while Fear played. And Ian MacKaye of Minor Threat and Black Flag, some of the guys from Cro-Mags, and some of the other huge punk guys came and destroyed the set. They did about $20,000 worth of damage. And at that time, Saturday Night Live played like two or three songs back to back. And before Fear could even get to the third song, they had to cut to commercial. So two songs from this crazy wild band, Fear. Enjoy them on Punk Rock Tuesdays. To close our show, Two From Fear, the proto-LA hardcore band. I just invented the subgenre here on the show. Two From Fear, Let's Have a War, and after that, I Love Living in the City from The Record in 1982. Well, folks, it's been an interesting first show. I hope you've had a good time with me. I certainly have had a good time picking out these songs and talking to you about them. Today we went through Crazy Frontmen, and I tried to give you a little overview about what the punk landscape looks like. We started with the Stooges, that early proto-punk sound that the punk rockers to follow came from. Then we went to the 77 punk rock sound of Richard Hell and the Voidoids. We got to hear that CBGB sound. We got to hear what all the fuss was about. Then we fast-forwarded. We went to present day to see where punk has gone, and it's gone in some strange places. And Gogo Bordello showed us that with Start Wearing Purple and Emmy Graniata. We saw that punk rock isn't just guitars, drums, bass, and vocals anymore. You can throw an accordion in there and a mandolin. You can sing in Hungarian. You can have a great time and play punk rock music. It can be happy and upbeat. Then we went to the Descendents. We heard from Milo Ackerman and his boys about being in a suburban home and being an American. We heard that hardcore sound from them, and later that pop punk sound that inspired a lot of the punk rock that we know today. Then we went to the Casualties. We heard the street punk, gutter punk sound of fast drums and guitars, the guttural vocals. We heard what people think of when they think punk rockers. Then we went to Fear, the proto-LA hardcore punk rockers, to see that transition phase between the 77 punk rock sound of cynicism to the 82 hardcore sound of anger and rage. I'm sure a lot of you are saying, Johnny, where are the Ramones? Where's The Clash? Where's Black Flag? Where's X and X-Ray Specs and everything in between? Where were those guys? You call this a punk rock show? Guys, it's coming. It's all coming. Trust me. We're going to go through the crazy landscape that is punk rock. And we're going to do it, but we're going to have to do it piece by piece. And you're going to have to hang with me. I don't know everything there is to know about punk rock. Who does? Punk is subjective. Like I told you, some people think it's about guitars. Some people think it's about vocals. Some people think it's about lyrics. But what I think it's about is the energy. And these songs get me amped. They get me so excited. And I think that's what punk rock is all about. And if you don't think that I'm punk enough for you, just remember, my black flag tattoo is bigger than yours. My name's Johnny Awful. This has been Punk Rock Tuesdays. I've really enjoyed doing this show, and I hope you enjoy this format. I hope you join me next week for another edition of Punk Rock Tuesdays. Let's add some echo or that or something. No, we're probably not going to do that. Punk's not about production quality. All right, I'm going to let you guys go. I just had to sort of run out the clock until we got to an hour here, but we're almost there. So, again, I really hope you enjoyed the show. It's been a lot of fun for me to produce and to run through this stuff with you guys. And I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you next time here on Punk Rock Tuesday. Let's see you go, 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 goodbye. Let's see you go, 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 goodbye. Let's see you go, 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 goodbye. Now I know the score. I don't need you anymore. Don't want you cause you're I need somebody good. Need a miracle. Should've taken a chance on her. One for the senator. Don't smile, I'm gonna laugh. You're gonna want my autograph. And in a moment of passion, get the glow, light to dance. You gotta go, 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 goodbye. Let's see you go, 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 goodbye. Let's see you go, 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 goodbye. Let's see you go, go.